New York may give automatic voter registration to illegal aliens with driver's licenses. By John Binder on January 7, 2020. Democrats in the state of New York may soon give illegal aliens the ability to automatically register to vote when they apply for a driver's license at any state Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, office. Reports have circulated that Democrats in the New York State Senate are looking this year to quickly pass a new law that automatically registers New York residents to vote in elections so long as they obtain a state-issued driver's license. Those licenses, available at DMVs, are now provided to all eligible New York residents, including illegal aliens. Last year, Democrats sought to give automatic voter registration to all illegal aliens who obtain driver's licenses with the state's new law that allows the illegal population to legally drive. Currently in New York, American citizens only need a driver's license to register to vote. And although applicants are required to swear that they are eligible to vote, state election officials have previously admitted that it's basically an honor system. In June of last year, New York Republicans warned Breitbart News that the ultimate goal of Democrats in the state is to register all non-citizens and illegal aliens to vote in state and federal elections. In California, where illegal aliens are allowed to obtain driver's licenses as well, voter fraud has become common across the state. In 2018, the state's DMV admitted that it had registered 1,500 non-eligible voters, including non-citizens, over the course of just 6 months. Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Research Director Eric Eggers told Breitbart News in 2018 that California's laws giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens and its latest law known as ballot harvesting, which allows political operatives to collect voters' ballots and deliver them to polling stations, is potentially contributing to mass voter fraud across the state. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.